From the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and I'm futzing around with the microphones because one of them is out. But anyway, here we go. Tonight's theme, I got a theme, it'll be space. Space. Because NASA was holding a some sort of a symposium on UFOs, I suppose, in a last ditch effort to get funding. Anyway, so that's what we got. Why don't we get into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, wonder as you gazed up at the sky, watching stars like diamonds shining there on high, that somehow in that great unknown you may find you are not alone. Around that little world of yours, spinning off in space, there are many other worlds, so there can be a place that somehow has life of its own. You may find you are not alone. What will you do when you meet them? Will you greet them or turn them away? Will you show them how to run a world? Will you teach them war? Will you teach them hate? No one really knows what the future holds in store. Time is getting near, you're learning more and more. And someday, in that great unknown, you will find you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Boy, oh boy, that was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
Where are you, little star?
Where are you?
Oh, 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 rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a Come true tonight, search for.
hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. One of the mics isn't working. I have to play guess. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. It's space theme. I will be working in space themed Christmas songs as we are in the season. And anyway, backing me up tonight at a loss and a track called Rocket Ship. Demo recorded around 1966. I got off the early recordings, demo, acoustic, and live, 1965-66. Came out in 1996 on ARF. You just heard The Elegance and Little Star from 1958 on the Apt record label. With that, Leonard Nimoy from Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space, 1967 on Dot, and You Are Not Alone. And we kicked off the set and the show with Blue Oyster Cult from Agents of Fortune, 1976 on Columbia, and ETI, Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Anyway, this is the space episode of the Desperate Hours. The theme, thanks to Joe Lacy for giving me the idea. It's going to be a longer song, since it seemed like songs about space, they're longer. So that's what it's going to be. Next week, there'll be a few more. I don't have a formal, if you're listening to the Desperate Hours more than 2 years, you know I don't have a formal Christmas broadcast. I just work the songs in as we go along through December. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? Speaking of Christmas songs with a space theme, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
The word had spread from town to town that Santa's sled had broken down and there would be no toys this Christmas day. When suddenly a cry was heard, up in the sky, is that a bird? And all the children shouted, hip hooray!
Hip hooray!
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole. He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hooray for Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol. His sleigh broke down one Christmas Eve as he started from the pole.
He said those children's hearts will break if I don't make this trip. But Santa's helpers saved the day when they built a rocket ship. Then with his reindeer space cadets, he took off through the air. And not one chimney did they miss, every stocking got its share. Now children dance with glee around the tree each time they're told the tale of Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Hi folks, I'm Joe Lacy. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Now I thought flying saucers were only a myth, that people from other planets didn't exist. But since they have landed here from outer space, there's cups hunting saucers all over the blaze. Now Ipercon and Kipperchin, they journey down to Earth to do some visiting. And the dance they did was the funniest thing, for as they danced together, every one of them would sing. The Amanda of a me a my Amanda, and a me a my Amanda, she a take a my Amanda. We a kibble cobble too, we a kibble cobble fro, and though the music speed, he never let her hand go. Chongo chango husky chesty fellies, take the hand of their slender villanellies, each one a singing as they twirl and whirl. Kibble dee, cobble dee, wind up and swirl. Come all ye cups, each grab your galley, oh, and spin her around and round. Don't let her down before you toss her into the nearest whirling, twirling, flying saucer. This ends the bibble bobble dance of kibble cobble. Chongo chango husky chesty fellies, take the hand of their slender villanellies, each one a singing as they twirl and whirl. Kibble dee, cobble dee, wind up and swirl. Come all ye cups, each grab your galley, oh, and spin her around and round. Don't let her down before you toss her into the nearest whirling, twirling, flying saucer. This ends a bibble bobble dance of kibble cobble. This ends a bibble bobble dance of kibble cobble.
Are my methods unsound? I don't see any method at all.
You know, folks, one night a spell back, I was woke up right in the middle of the night by the goddamnedest noises a body ever heard. It seemed to come from the kitchen, so I tipsy-toed down and I peeked through the door. Now, folks, you ain't gonna believe this. And I was cold sober, too. but my kitchen had been invaded by these little teeny bitsy space mice. There was four of them, and they just looked right up at me and, well, here's what they said.
Wow, there's a people. You are an Earthman people, ain't you, mister? I'm Speedy Space Mouse.
I'm Spunky Space Mouse.
I'm Spotty Space Mouse.
And this is our cousin. Tell him your name, cousin.
My name, Jose Space Mouse.
Believe a word of this, but it's true, and I've seen it myself. No, they hung around just long enough to learn to rock and roll. They said they may come back again. They kind of dug this swinging place. You know, I thought I'd die when they said goodbye and went rocking into space.
This is Payload Peggy.
This is Air Break Adonis. Keep your nose between the ditches and smoke you out of your britches.
It's nothing but green lights, white lines, and Alex to keep you warm and jacked up.
On the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
When the moon was shining bright, I heard the weirdest sound. I looked and saw a little green disc. It was going around and round. I stopped to gaze, so I was amazed to see the little green men. They were making music out of this world. They were a Martian band. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. One was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band. The words they were singing didn't make sense, but they were loud and clear. They sure were having the time of their life. They didn't know I was near. Oh, I could see, but I couldn't believe when a guest star did appear. She was singing something very sad and shedding little green tears. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. And one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band. The music they played was weird and strange, and it lasted until dawn. When the sun began to climb the sky, it didn't take very long for the little green men to fly away to the Martian land. It was the weirdest sound on earth to hear the Martian band. One had an old harp. One had a bow fiddle. And one was a fiddling man. Oh, listen to the Martian band.
It's 6:27 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And yes, I forgot to pull out a yellow red. WMFO in Medford, the station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, all right. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. I forgot my notes. I used to bring notes with me to guide me. Went to do drop-ins and the like. And so I'm kind of winging it. Anyway, back me up once again. Rocket Ship by The Lost. Demo from 1965. I just heard Scotty Stoneman. Track originally released on the Jed label in 1968. The Martian Band. I ain't going to lie. I got off the compilation. UFO on Farm Road 18. Came out in 2015 on the Trailer Park label in the UK. For that, you heard Walter Brennan, Space Mice, song I played a number of times on Desperate Hours for the last 11 or almost 12 years now. 1960 on Dot, I usually play Thief and Stranger, which is the B-side. For that, Devo from the Are We Not Men? We Are Devo LP, 1978, on Warner Brothers, and Space Junk. For that, Jimmy Drake, a.k.a. Nervous Norvis, with Kibble Cobble, a Flying Saucer song, a track originally released on the Velez label in 1962. When I got off the Best Stuff thing, Stone Age Woo came out in 2004 on Norton! And then we kicked off Christmas themed space junk. Bobby Helms, the Captain Santa Claus and his Reindeer Space Patrol, 1957 on Decca. Okay, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Queue up something to start the set with. There you go. Don't know my own strength. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Midnight Christmas Eve, clear the chimneys, Very good chimneys.
Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, will come to Earth this year.
In the rocket ship, he'll make the trip. Christmas, he'll be here.
Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, will zoom from outer space. He'll bring Martian toys for girls and boys with a merry smile on his face.
With pointed ears and pointed nose, 16 toes all curled, he looks so cute in his spaceman suit. He'll be out of this world. Zoom up the Santa Claus from Mars will say when he is through. The box, which means I must.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, it's Rich Firestone from beautiful downtown Radio Deer Camp headquarters, checking in with my producer, Harry. Say hello, Harry. And we're all listening to the Desperate Hours. You know, Harry, the Desperate Hours, the only thing worth getting out of bed for on a Thursday, with your host, Alex Piandas, the disc jockey whose voice makes my throat hurt. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Born on this rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight, but it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
Show down, slow down, lost and found. Turn around to boys in the military shirts. I keep my eyes on the prize, on the long falling skies, and I don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, never find something new to say. Cause you're the same old story, it's the same old crime, and you've got some heavy dues to pay. I'm the space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I'm
6:44 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. You just heard Billy Preston and Out of Space, and George Harrison played guitar on most of the tracks on this album, which was I Wrote a Simple Song, 1971, on A&M. Well, that Steve Miller Band and Space Cowboy. I actually played that kind of recently from the Brave New World LP, 1969, on Capitol. And I didn't mean to play this one. I meant to play it a little later in the evening, but, well, that's why they don't pay me for this. Barry Gordon with Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, from the compilation Heading for the Christmas Ball 2020 on Bear Family in Germany. And it was originally released on MGM in 1956. Barry Gordon will grow up to be an adult and be the president for a while of the Screen Actors Guild. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. I believe the most egregious mistakes are behind me, but you never know. You never know. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO and Mythic.
Tell me ever JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Space. O. 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 Space. O. 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 Space.
Santa Claus was taking a ride, driving his reindeer through the sky. The sleigh trail winds along the Milky Way. When all at once across the night came a burning streak of light, Sputnik heading straight his way. All of the reindeer shook with fear. What'll we do, oh Santa dear? That Sputnik is bound to hit the sleigh. Heard a little voice so clear coming through the stratosphere.
Santa, I will save your sleigh.
Then they saw this little purple guy. He had one long horn, one big eye, and he was rocking down that Milky Way. And then he grabbed that Sputnik by the tail, swung it around and let it sail. He said,
you stay away from Santa's sleigh.
Then the reindeer took him by the hand, shouted,
Super Purple Man,
won't you come and ride on Santa's sleigh?
Yeah.
There he sat by Santa's side, his little heart was full of pride, said,
I'll be Santa's helper Christmas Day.
As the sleigh goes through the night, hear his little voice so bright.
This will be a happy Christmas Day.
Yes, this will be.
I know this will be.
This will be a happy Christmas Day.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
So what is the title that I call it to?
at 6:57 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, at least normally, the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back Me Up, A Lost Rocket Ship, local band, featuring Willie Alexander. Just heard the Sons of Hercules from the Sons of Hercules LP, 1994 and Unclean, and Lost in Space. Well, now you heard Sheb Woolley and Santa Claus Meets the Purple People Eater, 1958 on MGM. But I ain't gonna lie, I got the compilation Big City Christmas 2016 on Bear Family in Germany. Well, that, Billy Muir with Guitars in Space from the Supersonic Guitars LP 1959 on MGM. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour, with Susie Quattro from the LP Susie, Another Four Letter Words, 1979 on RSO, and Space Cadets. And I really didn't have much to do with space, but whatever. Anyway, coming up in this second hour of the show will be this week's song that everybody knows, or most people know, I think. A tearjerker, no bonus tearjerker, because it's about 6 minutes long. And make sure you got a full box of Kleenex. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.